The opposition spurs from the perceived role Clark had 5 years ago when the board closed several schools, mostly in African-American neighborhoods. At the time, Peter Gorman was superintendent and Clark was his chief academic officer. Colette Forrest believes Clark had a big role in that and says CMS needs someone else to unify the district at a time when some say it is divided along racial lines.
I just don't think she's a good fit. I don't think that she has the empathy that we need for the person to possess to lead one of the largest urban districts in the nation. And I don't think that she has a proven track record.
Forrest spoke freely outside the board meeting. During the meeting, a handful of people spoke out against Clark as she listened to their criticisms, but they couldn't mention her name. Board Chairwoman Mary McRae wouldn't let them, invoking a policy that prohibits the names of any CMS employee, even the superintendents, from being spoken during public hearings. McRae enforced that rule when Clark critic Waddell Brunson came close to crossing that line.
The administration has focused on putting people in leadership who have the popularity but not the reputation. Has focused on putting people in leadership who are easy choices but cannot solve hard problems.
Mr. Brunson?
Yes.
Direct your remarks about the board, please.
Brunson called on the board to hire a superintendent who has experience leading a district with a diverse student body. Clark also had her supporters. One of them was Richard Williams, the president of the Duke Energy Foundation. The foundation has contributed several $1 million toward Project Lift. Many consolidated schools created from the closings 5 years ago are part of the Project Lift initiative.
I haven't seen any evidence that Ann Clark was the reason that those schools were closed.
Williams made those comments after the meeting. He says he's in favor of Clark remaining superintendent for the sake of stability in a district that has had 4 superintendents in the past 6 years.
This lady is passionate about this district, and the thought of seeking a fifth in a short period of time just scares me. Stability, I think, is critical.
The school board hasn't started the search at this point. Clark's contract runs out next summer. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.